Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we a number one spot.
Go, baby! Hey. One more time for the dub, We welcome you in here.
All right.
Yeah.
We let it go.
Not
know what Sacktown brings. When on the low, that's a Sacktown thing. Talking about us, it's a bounce out thing. Must they forgot we some Sacramento Kings. Whole squad going crazy, yeah, we back with it. Northern Cali going crazy, one sack winning. If you doubted us then, ain't no backspinning. This is real right here, ain't no catfishing. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look towards the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now.
All right, yeah, yeah.
All right.
You need a little something.
That's what we do over there on 102.5. We play the hits. So as we just go ahead and do is we play the hits.
Hey, they earned it last night.
Oh, they absolutely did, man. That one. That was a hell of a game, man. Let's talk about it. It is the Tuesday, November 25th edition. Man, we are creeping up on Thanksgiving, Christmas right around the corner. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live. Alongside executive producer, yes, indeed. Wow. That one was a little bit different. That was a little bit different than the Denver game. I don't, the Denver game was in Denver, right? So you're not going to get, you know, James and Jeremiah and Kevin and Matt and all of the guys at, well, Matt's at Disneyland and he's probably the problem. So if we could keep Matt George away from this basketball, they can't stop winning with Matt George away from this basketball team. Matt ain't covered the team in a week and all of a sudden his team's unbeatable. You don't get the players, you don't get the questions. Like it's a little bit different. But I don't know after that Denver game if anyone would have asked DeMar DeRozan or any player at the podium, hey, do you think this could have You think this could be the catalyst for something? You think this could lead to something? Because it didn't feel like it. Like, it was a gutty win. It was a tough win. It was the end of a road trip. Like, Boy, they blew all the NBA narratives out of the water last night with the last game of the road trip being. And boy, that first came back. Might as well be a home game. The Sacramento Kings might as well be a road game, I should say, before I butchered that line. The Kings, you know, they won both of those, the last and the first. And it didn't feel like the Denver game, like there was any sort of, there was no reason to pose the question. It was a hell of a job. We pointed to that run in the third quarter. Both of us, that stretch of basketball really stood out for us where they got down, I think it was 12 or 13. And, you know, they fought, right? They fought. They cut the lead to – well, they cut the lead completely. They got it down to two within a couple of minutes. They got it tied in a couple possessions later, and I think they had the lead before the quarter actually ended. And they continued to fight, you know, in the fourth quarter. It was like that moment, you know, brought them a kind of a boost of like, yo, okay, like we have the ability to come back in games. We have the ability to get stops. And even looking at that Denver game, I don't know how many of those. Again, it's like, did a team miss shots or did the other team do something on defense? Right. And it's probably a wonderful mixture of both. But it looked like Denver kind of went cold there for a little bit during the third quarter. And Sacramento took advantage of that. Salute to them. Last night's game was won on the defensive end. Mm. They did so much on the defensive end that was like, hey, this game is different. This win is different, and it allows you probably for the first time all season to ask, can this lead to something? Mm. Going into the Denver game, those prior 14 days were a disaster. Just the unexplainable mess of bad basketball where you're regularly losing by double digits and you're stepping on the floor with your fan base believing in the team, the people that cover your fan base going like, I don't know that they even have a shot to win this game. They don't look like they can play basketball right now. But you go back to the weeks prior to that. These are the games they were in.
Yes.
The fights, the close games. And we, you know, you and I were eviscerated repeatedly for saying, if they could just do a couple of things different, man, just if a couple of things go their way, they could get some of these games. They really aren't playing bad basketball. They're just not playing 48 minutes. They're not running through the tape. They're not finding a way to put together a complete game. And now we're seeing the other side of those games. Can't explain what we saw in the middle,
man,
but we're seeing the other side of those games we saw at the beginning of the season. Yeah. So if you wanted to hinge your hope on something, it's that. But last night's game was, man, they deserve, the Sacramento Kings deserve a ton of credit for the way that they played last night.
Man, they played with a purpose. They played with energy. They played for each other. You know, you saw that out there on the court. And there was a, you know, I was fortunate enough to be at the game last night, just as a fan, you know, and was in a suite for somebody's birthday. And, I didn't.
I'm sorry. Was that out loud? My bad. No,
yeah, I didn't get this. I was a guest for somebody's birthday.
I've never, like, Kenny's like, when you go to if you ever watch like a TV show and they go backstage and you see a big star and it has like, you know, Robert De Niro's name on it. That's what it's like when you go upstairs. I've only been up there once. And they like, sir, you are in the wrong place. No, I promise I got to take you. No, down. I'm with Kenny. Oh, okay, Mr. Caraway, come this way. And then it's the star that says, you know, Kenny Caraway, KC in quotes below it.
I actually believe you guys. That's why I say you guys got to watch what you say because people believe you. Believe you.
I'm a trusted broadcast journalist in this market. I've been doing this for 20 years. I am to be trusted.
You are, but not with this.
Your truth can be a little sketchy sometimes.
Not with this. Shout out to my girl, Melanie. Happy birthday to her. But I only bring that up because they went down 10, and I started doing the – remember when LeBron got eliminated in the finals and he started tapping people up before the game was over? It's a meme now.
Oh, yeah.
they go down 10 with like 3 minutes left, and I'm saying goodbye. So yeah. I'm like, all right, man, I preach happy birthday. Like, it's good. And as I'm saying bye, I keep hearing the crowd roar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, well, what's going on? Would they get it to 6 or something like that? And it just roar louder, louder, and one louder, louder. Mm-hmm. And I get out of there and I get down to the main concourse, and it's a DeMar DeRozan is going to the line to tie the game up. And I'm like, wait, what? What?
So you took your courtside seat.
I don't have a courtside seat. I don't have one. I just went, down to
courtside.
No, I didn't sit courtside at all.
That's there not was what...
like he was wrong. There was like 10 rows in front of me.
You know, according to you, everybody is lying except for you.
They are.
It's impossible.
So I said,
it's impossible.
I checked with the company real quick and said,
Can I tell you that it was the opposite for me? I was watching that game, and as you get into that final 3 minutes, it's like, all right, man, I can start to shut it down. But yeah. I'm watching the game with the sound off I just have the computer, and I'm just watching the game with the sound off. And then it, you know, this 10-7, it's like, all right, grab some earbuds real quick. I'm gonna have to watch this last few minutes here. And then it's like the game, you know, I think it was Keegan's three. Someone hit a three to bring them. I think it was within three. Mm. I was like, all right, I gotta go downstairs and watch this downstairs. Yeah. I gotta go. Going downstairs.
It happened quick. Ant-Man gets the and one, the reverse and one. I think that's what put him up by 10. It was like 99-89. And that's, I was like, yeah, they played hard. You know, they tried, but they just not as good as Minnesota. And like I said, I get down the little stairs, and it's DeMar shooting to tie the game up. And one of the things, I talked to you a little bit about it off the air, and we talked about it during the handoff, but the crowd at the Golden One Center was...
Yep.
I was blown away.
Yep.
I want to, if need be, I don't even know if I need to, but just in case, I want to apologize to Kings fans, to the Golden One, forever doubting you, forever doubting if you would show up for a team that literally just gave a damn. Mm-hmm. That's all that happened last night, I believe. They recognized that the team gave a damn, and it was like, you showing up for us in that way, we're going to show up for you. And the Golden One Center was on fire last night. And it just
they were the sixth man last night.
Yeah, it just stood out to me so much. Like being I was like, man, my people showed up and showed out last night.
There are times, especially in midst of losing streaks. Now I know that the losing streak was snapped against Denver, but it's still not a warm and fuzzy feeling right now. There's often a sense of like trepidation to a crowd where when you go down 10 late, you start to lose you lose people, right? Or even if you go down double digits in a game, you start to the crowd gets tense, and you know the response isn't there even for big plays. It never felt like that last night. Not being in the arena, I did not go last night. I was watching from home. It never felt like I never thought, you know, at least through the first three quarters when I was listening with sound, it never felt like they were out.
Yeah, and not they were tuned engaged.
In. And they were, it was, you know, even not the same, it was very visual. It's like, oh, okay, they're into this. And when I finally cranked up the sound, it was like, oh my God.
I love seeing that on the TV too, right? Like, and I think the Keegan's three, you know, in overtime. When he hit that, and he steps back, has time, nails it, and I went back, and it was a run it back.
Oh yeah,
type
yeah.
Night. I got
yeah,
home
yeah.
and I
did that one this morning.
I ran that back.
Yep.
And you know, just the visuals of everybody's hands up and everybody going crazy when Keegan hits that three. It was it was really cool to see. It was really cool to see. I was happy that the Kings were able to win that game. And like I said, I don't know. I'm not sitting here thinking it necessarily leads to something, but the way that that game was different. You started off by saying it was a different win. It was different than Denver. It was different than if you just won the game.
Milwaukee.
Yeah. Warriors, it felt like it felt like they tried to tell you something last night. And I'm like, man, y'all gotta speak up, because I don't know if I'm listening just yet. But it felt like they tried to tell us something last night. And I'm anxious to see where it goes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah, man, I feel like Malik has been telling them something all season. This game was sealed on a precious Achiuwa play, that defensive play at the end. Mm-hmm. That's like, yo, now, the other side to this coin, by the way, is the Timberwolves. Because just as we're asking questions about the Sacramento Kings, those people in Minnesota, they got a lot of questions about their Minnesota Timberwolves.
It's not Detroit, man.
Well, that's a good callback. We might have to add that to the board. That's a great piece of audio. But Minnesota took like 7 seconds to foul in a 4-point game. Yeah. And it was like, yo, what are you doing? Even if he makes both, it's a 2-possession game. Mm-hmm. And then I remember if it was Dante or who it was, hits a 3 on the other end. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you guys pissed away 7 seconds because you were mad or whatever you were.
Right.
You were preparing to let the clock expire.
Crazy.
And yeah, it's not our problem. Hey, y'all in Minnesota, y'all go ahead and figure that one out. But to look at the amount of plays, Malik, Precious, Russ, the amount of plays that were made on the defensive end in the fourth quarter, in overtime, in the final 3 minutes and in overtime. Yeah, that is that. That's screaming something. And I'll hold off. I just realized we won't get to talk to you after Phoenix because of Thanksgiving. But if the Sacramento Kings beat the Phoenix Suns, and these two wins in a row become three, mm-hmm. I'm going to start raising questions of a different variety. Mm-hmm. And you already know where I'm going with this because mm-hmm. I can tell by your response. Mm-hmm. There's enough noise, and now there's a sample size developing of what this basketball team looks like when Domantas Sabonis isn't on the floor. Now, I understand many in the chatty house have labeled me the Domantas Sabonis hater, and that's perfectly okay. I might be overly critical of him. I'm just watching the way that this basketball team plays when he's not on the floor. And I'm also, he wants the offense to run a certain way. He wants this, he wants that. And it's like, all right, man, like, this offense can run a certain way when you become Shaquille O'Neal. Hmm. My dearest brother, you are not that. This offense can run a certain way when you become Nikola Jokic. Now, I know we've often called you Jokic-like, which I think is a perfectly fair assessment given your ability to score, rebound, and assist. But if we're being fair, you are Jokic very, very light. And if we're being a smidge bit disrespectful, even though it's kind of the same thing, we could call you Jokic zero.
Oh.
Like there's no, like, it's not Diet Coke, it's not Diet Pepsi, it's Coke Zero. We'll call you Jokic zero.
Zero is crazy.
It's like, oh, mom, I want McDonald's. No, we got it home yet. You got Jokic at home.
Ah, no, you got Domas at home.
What's the thing? Yeah. It's not ever McDonald's at home. No matter how many times she said it was, it never was.
That's right.
Dunkin' Zero is crazy.
So, but my brother, you are not that. And so I say that to say you you haven't reserved the right to talk about what you want in this offense. You've reserved the right to have an opinion. You're an all NBA player. All players on a basketball team, particularly the level, like Domas is very good. DeMar the same way. Zach LaVine too. Russell Westbrook, Keegan Murray. You talk with your coaches about what's working and what's not. It feels like what's not working for Domantas Sabonis centers a lot around Domantas Sabonis and not the Sacramento Kings. Some people wonder if what's not working for Zach LaVine centers around Zach LaVine and not the Sacramento Kings. If you're going to ask that question, that's fine. Just ask the same question about the center. If you're frustrated with one contract, be equally as frustrated with the other. And we're two games in, and Jokic missed, Domas missed, I think, two others. I'm sure the Kings lost both of those. But there's a conversation to be had. I'm not sure that it's time yet because I want to be fair to Domantas Sabonis. Mm-hmm. But there's a conversation to be had if the Sacramento Kings keep winning basketball games, if the Sacramento Kings, you know, continue to get upwards of 27 and 28 assists, because they want you to believe it's DeMar that's the ball stopper. They want you to believe it's Zach LaVine that's the ball stopper, except they've been present in both of these games and Domas hasn't. And I know I have the number somewhere in our notes and I'll try to find it. 59, that's the number. 59 assists in the last two games for the Sacramento Kings. Mm. I don't know that they had 59 assists on the season. That's a slight exaggeration, but you know what I mean. We watch that number every game. Yeah, it ain't there. It's 20, 21, 22. Just, it's not a conversation to have yet. But it might be a conversation we're going to have.
Well, and, you know, last season, I know myself and Kyle Madsen for sure, and we talked about it too. As we were monitoring what this team looked like when Sabonis was out and JV, the nasty boy, was in.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like,
God, I wish he was
dead. He was like 17 and 12 rebounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were, you know, I don't want to act like they had like this super winning record when he was there, but they were fine. Sure. Like it didn't look bad when he was out there most of the time. It was like, damn, he's paying this guy $45 million a year. And
it's like a conversation between a Domas center and a traditional center.
Yeah.
And that's what Jonas Valanciunas is. He's a more traditional center than Domantas Sabonis is. There's no such thing as a point center. But if there was, like, that's what people would want to categorize Domantas Sabonis as.
Right.
A guy who you can run a lot of the offense through, who racks up assists, who finds cutters, who does different things like that. Jonas is the very literal definition of a big. A big in the NBA. Like, that's what he is.
And it seemed
to serve them well.
This goes to, like, some of my frustrations just in general with some basketball players, right? Like, everything isn't going to be tailor-made for your specific skill set all the time. Can you adjust? Can you be effective and be a high-level player, even if that's not the case? It used to baffle me to no end. And there's people who know the game and who, you know, will explain why it's a problem, and I get it, but I just don't understand. It used to baffle me to no end how they would say Halliburton and Fox didn't know how to play with each other because the person who didn't have the ball in their hands didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? Mm. What do you mean? Like, you just sit there like a zombie because you're not dribbling the ball up the court? You don't know how to cut? You don't know how to catch and shoot? You don't know how to set? Like, it's one of my pet peeves. Like, I just don't understand that. And I bring this up with Domas and stuff. Like, yeah, the offense has changed a little bit. The personnel has changed a little bit. You're not going to have the ball in the same places in the same way. So are you just empty calories, hollow stats, hollow playing now? Because it's not going the way that it's specifically geared for you to be the highlight of it all? Mm-hmm. I don't know. And to be fair to Domas and this, we didn't really see enough of they have, what you say, 12 different starting lineups all year long? Like, there wasn't a core, like, this is the five to figure out if he was able to figure it out himself. So I want to give him that leeway as well. But, yeah, it's going to look a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to look like when it looks different? And that's the thing that we're not exactly sure of. But that's a question that's going to be raised if they keep playing well. The reason why we were so pissed off a week and a half ago was on full display last night. It was on full display on Saturday. Dog, there's no way in hell. I don't care about no roster construction, man. I'm not hearing that. There's no way in hell you should be losing by 40 points
mm-hmm.
with this group of players. That is not a... hear me when I say it. I'm not saying it's perfect. That is not a roster construction situation. That is not a talent situation.
Mm-hmm.
That is you guys not locked in to the task at hand. Because when you are locked into the task at hand, we get what we saw the last two games. You're not always going to win those games. It's not going to mean like you're this great team, but you're there. You're there. You're not 40 points back where you don't have a chance. That's what we get all the time. I will say one more thing, too, before we get out of here, and it stuck with me. Shout out Chris Biederman, because he made an excellent point that I didn't think about. I didn't think about through all my frustration or whatever. Getting a guy like Keegan Murray back, allowing, for the most part, these guys to get in better positions, absolutely helps. Because when he was talking about last week, like, all right, the whole thing that we've talked about from when Russell Westbrook could play the four. Like, yeah, in a pinch, you can play the four. In certain matchups, you can play
not
the four.
Not for 82 games.
Yeah, but, dog, you want me to guard Aaron Gordon and Julius Randle every night? Like, come on, man. Like, that's not – I can do that on a switch one time. I'm not doing that for my whole third – like, that could kind of get at somebody's psyche. DeMar DeRozan, get at somebody's site. Like, I'd never accounted for that until Chris said that. And that was a great point. And now Keegan is back, and it just balances people out enough where maybe that was part of the issue. Now they can focus on being in a natural role, in a natural position, natural matchups. And we're starting to see that with a guy like Keegan back. So. That stuck with me since Chris brought that up because I thought that was an excellent point that I didn't think about and take into account when talking about how these guys were playing.
The man was sitting in a suite last night. He was sitting courtside last night, and that's not why it was the perfect night for our man KC. We'll talk about that. Honestly, when you called for it, I was like, "Sweetie, that's not going to happen," but it in fact did. And I kind of got an opinion on last night's 49ers game. Okay. I saved it because Kyle would have, okay, whatever. I got an opinion on last night's game, though, that I'll share
all right,
with
Dave.
You. Plus, Jake Fisher is going to join us. He's going to join us at 1:30, and it's the usual crowded Tuesday. Trista Crick will be with us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Then Jason Jones in the final hour of the show. That's all ahead. It's Thielen and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the great place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky is the limit at Sky River Casino.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.